Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
So Obama's presidential library dedication, Lee, historic yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump was not invited. First time since the founding that a living U.S. president was not only not invited, but not allowed to attend. Obama Foundation CEO Valerie Jarrett confirmed not only that Trump was not invited to the ceremony itself, describing it as a celebration for those who supported Obama's journey. She said he would not be allowed on the premises. However, once it is open to the general public, they will not stop him if he wants to pay the fee and take a tour. So who was there? Yeah, and I put this on my Twitter feed because it's such a jarring photo. Standing together, arms around each other, smiling, because they're friends. George Bush, Laura Bush, the Bidens, and Michelle Obama and Barack Obama.
I guess they found Joe wandering about two blocks down the street.
Yeah, well, they offered him an ice cream cone. He came back for that. And forgot he had the first one, so he had a second one. Yeah, them. But no, what a jarring photo, standing there, friends. It's the Uniparty. And I couldn't help but looking at the photo and thinking, these are the people who tried to put Trump in prison by oftentimes illegally using every lever of federal power. He beat them at every turn, and now they're so angry, they're trying to get back at him by disinviting him to their party.
Question, were the Clintons there?
Yes, the Clintons were there too. Right. They were there in that picture too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so when you look at this picture, this is incredible. You're looking at Hillary Clinton, who we now know, thanks to Tulsi Gabbard and Cash Patel, we now know completely fabricated using her campaign funds, illegally, by the way, they were foreign funds, that felony and a misdemeanor there, but Comey pretended it didn't happen.
Yeah, no reasonable prosecutor.
Right. Yeah. Completely fabricated the Russia collusion hoax, handed it off to Obama. We now know from Tulsi Gabbard in just the last year that Obama personally ordered John Brennan to create a body of intelligence that would show that Trump was connected to Russia and that they had, you know, trying to influence the election on his behalf, knowing darn well that the idea, which he'd gotten from Hillary, was completely fake. That they then created that fake body of intelligence, classified it, and then linked it to the media to create the Russia collusion hoax, resulting in Donald Trump having to turn over more than a million documents, resulting in Donald Trump and his circle and everyone connected to them. So three Trump FISA warrant based on that fake intelligence Obama ordered the creation of. Now, in case you're thinking that's dirty, oh, that's not just dirty, that's illegal. They perjured themselves at a felony level before the FISA court. In other words, they're all criminals. You look at Joe Biden, who raided Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, and we now have those internal documents from the FBI with FBI's own internal counsel, as well as agents advising they have no evidence of any wrongdoing and that the raid was illegal. They went forward with it anyway. You have Joe Biden, who we now know was coordinating with the boyfriend down there in Fulton, Georgia, for the prosecution of Donald Trump. We now know that the Biden administration, just look at their crimes, it's crazy seeing them standing together and smiling. We now know that the classified documents evidence was tampered with and faked. That ground the classified, you know, documents trial down in Florida to a halt.
Meanwhile,
it ended June that year because the attorney for Walt Nwata, who was being tried with Trump, discovered the FBI had perjured themselves again, a felony.
Just remember that, you know, that Biden had those boxes of classified documents sitting behind the vet in the garage, too.
Oh, yeah. You can see them in the pictures.
Yes.
Same Department of Justice went, gave him a month to move all of that out of his house before his house was searched. And then upon finding he had committed many crimes with classified documents, going all the way back to when he was a senator, said, well, he's an old guy now. Jury's like old guys, so we just won't prosecute him. Remember that? So finding out that the evidence, again, in the classified documents case was absolutely falsified by the FBI. Trump didn't want the documents. They kept contacting him, trying to drop them off. They finally sent them to him in a box, then came in, raided Mar-a-Lago for the box, and then changed the order of the documents. Remember? So it would look like he had mm-hmm. taken ones after the presidency. He didn't. That's why that judge, Rosemary Caller, froze the case. So wonder none of them went to prison for that, the DOJ or the FBI, but I guess they're untouchable. So you're looking at a group of criminals in this picture right here. I could spend the rest of the hour documenting their crimes and reminding you of them. I won't do that. And everything they did to try to put Donald Trump in prison. And of course, George W. Bush, who partnered with Obama and with Bill Clinton to raise over $200 million to pay for those flights of illegal immigrants into the country. Remember that Biden claimed weren't happening.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, that we wouldn't do that. Yeah, yeah. And the UK Daily Mail reported it. They said it was fake. That's a tabloid. They doubled down on it. And eventually they had to admit, yeah, we did fly over 300,000 people in here. That's illegal. And George W. Bush raised money for it. So he is a human trafficker. And remember, Biden invented that little QR code. You could just swipe your way through an airport. By the way, we brought in people from Iran, Yemen, Jordan, because I don't know why, as well as a lot of illegal immigrants from other places. And the chief two sites they dumped them because it was a voter drive was Florida and Texas. And George W. Bush raised money for that, along with Clinton, over $200 million. So he's a criminal, too. So they're sitting there, they're smiling, and all they got, Lee, this is what makes me happy. All they got left to do to Trump is, you can't have an invitation. You're not allowed on the premises.
To something he didn't want to go to begin with.
He wasn't going to that. I didn't time to hang out with these people. Someone will probably shiv him in the parking lot. I mean, you know what? So this is a group of bitter, failed people. And topic A for whining was how unfair it is that they all failed to get the open borders that they wanted. Mm-hmm. Here's Michelle Obama accusing Americans of being mean to immigrants and not liking immigrants because they're different from us. There is that is not a thing that is going on in this country. Here she's conflating illegal immigrants with immigrants.
The immigrants proving what it truly means to be a dreamer. These folks aren't Americans too. They are America. To refuse to respect the contributions and experiences of people who aren't exactly like us. Y'all puts us all at risk.
Well, you can't contribute much when your work documents are fake. You've committed identity fraud, and you're not supposed to be here to begin with.
And what she's saying is just factually not accurate.
No, it's just a bunch of lies. But there's bitterness there. There's anger. And you know why? You know why they're angry? Let me tell you why they're angry. They're losing. I mean, when you see that poll come out from Harvard-Harris earlier this week, and this is one of the biggest stories this week, Harvard-Harris, okay, that's Hillary Clinton's old pollster. They're liberal pollsters. 71% of Democrats, want illegal immigrants with criminal records deported. All of them. They're losing. Mm-hmm. And the highest ever recorded total of Americans wanting all illegal immigrants deported, it's 56%. In March, it was 52. So they're losing and they're bitter and they're angry and this is all they have. So, you know, take comfort with that. But to see them together, folks, is jarring. You know what it tells you? When Valerie Jarrett said Trump's not invited, only people who support the Obama presidency are, and George W. Bush is standing there with his wife. You're looking at the Uniparty. The division was always fake. It was always controlled. Trump's the guy they didn't control, the guy they didn't select, the guy who wasn't supposed to come through. It was Jeb Bush's turn. And they're mad. They're mad that they have lost control of the American people. They're mad that they can't control you, can't control the country, can't flood the country with future voters who will keep them in power.
Yeah, and this just takes me back because Valerie Jarrett and along with Susan Wright and Eric Holder and all that crowd, some of the most dangerous people to the Republic, period.
Ever since the founding.
The things that these people did and... you know, just amazing.
Yeah. But what it shows you is they're all friends. Mm-hmm. They're tight. They're uniparty. And if you wonder why John Thune and Mitch McConnell and these guys in the Senate that, you know, the few that are left that were recruited during that Bush era, why they behave the way they do, it's because that's who they answer to, the donors for these people.
Got another question about the attendance. Were Bernie Sanders and AOC there and Mondami?
What? Were they?
I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know. I got a good. That's the first I've heard of that. Hold on. Doing show prep in real time, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That would be crazy.
See, that's where I think that you're also seeing a division here. Yes, I understand what you're saying about the Uniparty and it involving Democrats and Republicans, but I'm wondering about where the faces of the new Democrat Party are and if they were there as well.
They were there. Okay. And Donnie was there.
Okay.
AOC was there. Who was the other one you wanted to know?
Let's see. Who did I say? Bernie Sanders, Mondami, AOC.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, Bernie's kind of mainstream compared to those people.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see if he was there. Yes, he was there too.
All right. Well, then there's, okay.
You know, that's wild because in the beginning, Barack Obama distanced himself from Mamdani.
Yeah.
Wouldn't endorse him.
Right.
And then, you know, did that sit down with him at the last minute, but still didn't endorse him. And now they're all buds.
Yeah, they got a bromance going now.
So very interesting how the Democrat Party is handling this.
Yes.
As again, what's interesting, overnight we found out Zohran Mamdani is vowing to get rid of the very liberal Democrat Congress members, three of them whose districts abut New York, and replace them with members of the Democrat Socialist Party. He's declaring war on Dan Goldman, which is crazy. Dan Goldman is as hardcore left as you can go, but he's not apparently enough.
Yeah.
As the Democrat Socialists of America released their new platform, Lee, eliminate the presidency, eliminate the Senate. There would only be the U.S. House. The House will appoint an executive to replace the president and a judiciary to replace the Supreme Court, but the judiciary would answer to that.
So you're talking about a uniparty system?
Pure democracy.
Yeah.
Two wolves and a sheep.
Yeah.
Deciding what's for dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the ability to remove any judge they just don't like
right.
what they're doing. So this is what they're demanding. They're saying the Democrat plan to, you know, take the Supreme Court up to 21 justices and make it into a legislature. It's not radical enough.
Now, this is a capitulation of to the new guard of the old guard.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about that. What you're talking about is getting rid of the Constitution. I mean, if there's president,
absolutely.
No Senate, no Supreme Court,
you're done. The nation as we know it would cease to exist.
Well, isn't that sedition?
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't count when it's Democrats or socialists.
I guess not. I mean, look, if you're just theoretically talking about this, you know, in a college break room or something, fine. But they are getting candidates elected across the country who are members of this party, who are DSA, like this woman in D.C. who, you know, appears to be the winner.
You can talk
mayorship.
About destroying the Constitution and ruining the country, but don't you dare get their pronouns wrong.
Oh, I know. Really? These people are crazy. So anyway, and Michelle Obama, a little unfortunate with the timing there, praising Dreamers, seeing as the one of the Dreamers that Barack Obama rewarded with DACA.
Yeah, was trying to kill a bunch of people in D.C.
Yeah, just led a terror attack planning cell. So maybe not a good weekend to bring up DACA, but, you know, hey, that's me. But, you know, they may not know because they don't get real news.
Well, at least it was the folks who weren't invited to their party anyway. So
yeah. So, I'd be a lot more worried about Trump if he was invited. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that would make me ask questions.
Right.
So it's good. But they are bitter, man. They are so bitter.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Folks, in the last week, a clearly panicked Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK, has announced two major censorship pushes in the UK that would essentially implement a Chinese-style system over those poor people. A digital license will be needed to go online to get on the internet, or your computer will essentially lock up. And criminalizing VPNs and making them illegal. That allows the people, they can no longer be anonymous. In other words, route themselves through, say, a server in Sri Lanka, taking away anonymity. But also, that's the foundation for a system like China's, where there's a digital wall, you can't see the outside world. Why would Keir Starmer want to make sure no one can see the outside world? Because he's had a very bad 2 weeks, mostly caused by Elon Musk allowing people to say true things. And those true things affect Starmer personally. And now you could really see what's going on here. They're talking about arresting Elon Musk for failing to comply with the Online Safety Act. The only safety involved seems to be for British politicians against their own people. With the release of this rape gang inquiry report, if you have not read it, it will blow your mind. Because Keir Starmer, the prime minister, is smack in the middle of it. It dates back to the 1950s. Over 250,000 girls, some as young as 9, kidnapped, raped, sexually trafficked, almost all of them white girls, non-Muslim girls. Most of the perpetrators were Muslim and particularly Pakistani Muslim, about 93%. They were raped, trafficked, and tortured, some of them kidnapped and sold in the Middle East, others merely sold across county lines. It happened at scale across 149 jurisdictions with the active coordination of police agencies inside Britain. And again, the reason this is these numbers are big, it goes back to the 1950s, two massive waves of male Muslim immigration. The national health system actively covered it up, as did the police, treating 11, 12, 13-year-old girls for gonorrhea, chlamydia, pregnancies, logged from the rapes. They were then discharged back, often back to their abusers. They treated symptoms, ignored the crimes. Children's homes became trafficking hubs. Protective parents who tried to save their daughters, who were often recruited in schoolyards, were stripped of their custody. Kids put in homes. Social services actually became a hub across the country for already groomed kids. Were put in special units, where the girls were then returned to the exact addresses where they'd been raped. Men doing this in groups and saying specific prayers to Allah before they did it. When they went to the police, a system was developed where the girls themselves were arrested for being drunk and disorderly after their own assaults. A South Yorkshire officer cut a no prosecution deal with a known ringleader. And police officers were found to actually be inside these rape gangs. And some of this I can't even read because we'll lose the station license. People were killed, sometimes in front of girls, tortured, passed around between groups of Middle Eastern men, forced into marriage, filmed for blackmail purposes, older men literally collecting girls at the gates and on school grounds. Taxi licensing renewed permits for the very drivers who were the logistical backbone of the trafficking networks. And why did I start this segment talking about Keir Starmer? Keir Starmer, before he became the very Nazi name sounding and very Nazi acting head of the UK, God bless those poor people, was the top prosecutor in that country. He declined to prosecute 13,000 of these men, instead choosing to send them warning letters for child rape. So you can see why Keir Starmer is pointing to Elon Musk as the criminal who needs to be arrested and talking about implementing a Chinese-style system to keep the British people from seeing anything outside of the UK, because they're reading this incredible report. And folks, the details are so much worse than what I just told you. I just will lose the station license. The size and sheer scale of this is unbelievable. By the way, this is after the British government said it was a conspiracy theory that Elon Musk had made up and was spreading falsely. No, this report brings the proof. And it's incredible. Folks, you know what? You can begin to see the beginnings of something like this here in places like Boston, Fairfax, Virginia, with sanctuary cities. The Democrats would absolutely go in this direction if we let them. Well, folks across the country are injecting themselves with GLP-1 medications like Ozempic and Wegovy. A lot of people. Which means there's a lot of people to study about the side effects. And some of them are are very interesting. These shots, for whatever reason, they still don't completely understand the mechanism, help to curb impulsivity, alcohol use, actually pretty dramatically, and drug use. Lifeline, in fact, for some people who have struggled with those things. Basically, it's the same effect on your cravings for food that it does alcohol and drugs. But what else can it do? Fascinating new study, biggest so far, finds that GLP-1s like Ozempic and Wegovy linked to a surprising drop in violent behavior. Maybe we can get judges to sentence these Antifa guys. They got to take a shot every day. I don't know. I've never taken this shot. Is it every day? Once a week? I don't know how it works. And maybe we can get this to violent liberals because they're off the chain this week. I got to tell you, it's getting worse and worse. But anyway, dramatic reduction in violent behavior among adults. They think it could actually help with recidivist behavior. Like, in other words, people get out of prison after serving their sentences and they get sentenced to take this so that they could, you know, as part of their, being out. I don't know. Researchers found that the association between impulsivity and violent behavior was 62% weaker among current GLP-1 medication, leading to a recidivist rate that is half of the control group. Darn, folks. I wonder about a future. You just inject people with stuff and fix a lot of societal woes, although I don't know who's going to stand there and make you inject it every day. You can't get it together enough to get your life together, but fascinating that that is, in fact, the case. All right. Meanwhile, folks, we've been on this for a long time. Canada has been admitting terrorists. They barely background check anybody. It's been a huge problem. In fact, at one point under Biden, the largest number of terrorists, known terrorists caught at the border, were actually coming in through Canada, not over the southern border. And I suspect that's because the ones coming up the southern border were the gotaways, the 2 million gotaways. They weren't checking in. You come across the Canadian border, you got to check in so we know who you are. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen warning American authorities are now apprehending a wanted terrorist at the U.S.-Canada border almost weekly. And Mark Wayne Mullen is warning that fracturing relations between the two countries is what's leaving us more vulnerable. In other words, they're not only letting them in, they're letting them cross the border. You think this is an oversight? An oopsie? Did that terrorist get back in here again? Darn. Yeah, sorry we didn't stop him at the border. Oh, you didn't give us a phone call, a heads up here in the U.S.? No, we just, dialogue problems. Enjoy your terrorist. Folks, this is how the worldwide left fights. One of their tools, one of their weapons is mass migration of people that honestly should be in a jail cell for the rest of their lives. Mark Wayne Mullen, new head of the Department of Homeland Security, made the remarks during a fireside conversation with Canada's Public Safety Minister Gary, I can't say his last name. We arrested terrorists, one either on the watch list or wanted, on our northern border almost weekly after they get through the Canadian side of the system. So folks, think about that. They got to get to Canada first. Canada is letting them in and letting them pass through. Wow. Folks, can you imagine if the worldwide left ever controlled stuff the way we'd live? It just crazy. All right. Speaking about crazy, what is going on last 2 days with this whole Iran deal? It's getting nuttier and nuttier and nuttier. Number one, we find out the largest oil storage production facility in America was within 2 days of running out when Trump cut that deal. And folks, I've been telling you Remember at the beginning of the ceasefire, the Exxon CEO said, okay, but we got like maybe 9-10 weeks worth of petroleum oil reserves all over the world. And they began releasing them to keep the prices down. And he said, look, 9-10 weeks from now, what's going to happen is that we're going to hit $150 a barrel oil because they're going to run out of the petroleum reserves. Well, when was that? He warned again last week, we're about 2 weeks away. Yeah, Trump was desperate to cut this deal. And you can see that with what just happened with our largest reserve. Crude oil inventories in Cushing, Oklahoma, largest commercial storage hub in the U.S., dropped 1.6 million barrels just last week to 20 million barrels, lowest since 2014. As a result, Cushing right now holds less than 2 days worth of U.S. crude production. In other words, folks, we were on the edge here. We were right on the edge of $150 a barrel oil, just like the CEO said. And folks, that's why Trump was saying, like, why, you know, why'd you do this? Why'd you cut this deal? And he says this, it actually makes sense when you look at these totals.
I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. You got to have some.
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong one. Anyway, here we go.
It's in the low 70s now. Right?
That's right.
That's amazing. So that's what speaks. That speaks louder than words. The alternative would be a worldwide depression.
Yeah. And at 150 a barrel, like the Exxon CEO was warning, yeah, that would be a worldwide depression. Instead, yesterday, folks, I passed a gas station. I don't know if you've had this experience with my daughter heading to lunch. We were there for about 45 minutes, past the same gas station. Gas was 10 cents cheaper. Well, the world was shocked when Donald Trump normalized the idea of Iran having ballistic missiles, something he'd opposed before and thrashed Obama for allowing in his deal is allowed, at least under the 60-day MOU. We don't know what the final deal is going to look like. Now, here's why that's interesting.
I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. You got to have some. Somebody said, you shouldn't give them one. I mean, I have guys, I like some of these guys. But I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let Saudi Arabia have missiles, but they can't have them? Yes, sir.
He criticized Obama for that. Came out in the last 48 hours. And reiterated that Iran is not allowed to buy a nuke. In other words, to put on the ballistic missile. Why'd he reiterate it, folks? Turns out in March, the Trump administration quietly warned North Korea not to sell a nuke to Iran. Why? Because U.S. intelligence had picked up Iranian assets, putting feelers out to Pyongyang about exactly that possibility, trying to buy a bomb rather than building one. We already know they have nuclear-capable missiles. They fired two at our joint base in Diego Garcia while it was occupied. So that's why Trump is saying, yes, you can have ballistic missiles. You better not buy a nuke. Doubling down on that, saying, hey, listen, whoever sells it is going to suffer the same consequences as whoever buys it. They'll be bombed. Meanwhile, folks, something very interesting is going on here. J.D. Vance trashing Israel for firing back at Iran. Iran lobbing dozens of missiles over the last 2 days into Israel and then saying, hey, Israel's responded, that breaks the ceasefire. We're not going to meet with you. So they stood J.D. Vance up in Switzerland. Trump's trashed Israel for that, blamed them in the international media. But an interview he did in the Israeli media just came out in the last 24 hours. You know what he said to the Israelis? If you bomb Iran, I'll help. What? If you bomb Iran, I will bomb them too. A weirdly contradictory message. Folks, a lot of stuff going on here that is more than meets the eye.